O Lord, take our lips and speak through them, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire for you. Through Jesus our Lord we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. The side of me that reads scripture in modern terms was thinking I should have recast the wonderful first reading, which Jim did so well, the one of the many rebellions of the Jews in the wilderness, railing against God. And I was thinking it should read something like, well, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed to Costco, but there was no bottled water nor bathroom tissue for them to be had. And they said unto Moses, give us water and bathroom tissue. So Moses went unto the manager of Costco and saith unto him, get thee hence to the storehouse and provide for my people. But I thought, better behave yourself, because these things get broadcast live, so you never know. We had actually a wonderful 8 o'clock service. All 12 of us gathered, and we were able to meet in the choir stalls. Choir, if your things have been disrupted, I apologize, but we kind of infiltrated your area there. And we had a wonderful kind of dialogue sermon, which worked well because, of course, we were right there together. And I thought, this isn't one of those Sundays where the creative juices are flowing. So I'm going to kind of moderate this discussion, because I know I'm piped into the system here. And we're going to kind of put our sermon together from thoughts and reflections that all of us have, not just yours truly, who's been at this for, 30-some-odd years. Because this passage of the woman at the well only comes around once every 3 years, and it's a great, great story. It's a fabulous story, and I hope you might have picked up a little bit of the provocativeness and the humor as I was reading the gospel, just kind of capturing these two people, Jesus and the woman, not to be flip, but to give you a sense of it. I had a fabulous Hebrew study professor, John Levinson at Harvard, and he used to say, I love Christians, I love going to church and hearing you, but he said, you open up the Bible, and he said, all of a sudden, this serious tone comes over, and you read from the scriptures with great solemnity, and you just get very serious about the Word of God. He said, which is important, but you miss the humor sometime. The scriptures are full of humor, and today we have that. Right off the bat, what does Jesus say? Right off the bat, give me something to drink, right? He doesn't say, please. He doesn't say, gee, it's nice to meet you. Nice to see you here at the well this morning. He says, give me something to drink, right off the bat. I mean, talk about provocative. This is the longest single conversation Jesus has with anyone in all of recorded scripture. There is no other passage. In fact, I left out about 10 verses that you don't really need to hear because they don't strengthen the argument very much. But it goes on. It's the longest single exchange that Jesus has with anyone recorded in Scripture is the woman at the well. And to give you a little clue, for those of you who were here last week or certainly reading up on things, last week was Nicodemus coming at night to visit Jesus. Now we have the woman coming when? What time is it?
Noon.
High noon, right? Nicodemus skulks around at night, sheeks out at high noon. Now, what are some of your just off the cuff kind of thoughts about this as it was going by? Things that struck you as interesting or challenging, or what thoughts went through your mind as the scripture passage went, as the gospel went by? Just anybody, and I'll repeat it so it goes off into the wire. We're the only church meeting, by the way, in Grosse Pointe today, so people want to hear this, I think. They're going to say, those St. Michael's people, they don't throw in the towel that easily. So, sir. Right. The woman has had some challenges. That is exactly right. The woman has had some challenges, right? What kind of challenges is stated clearly?
She's had five husbands.
Right. She's had five husbands. Now, just in the interests of being kind, we don't know why she's had five husbands. Could be death, could be divorce, but she's had five husbands, and that even, even if she were Elizabeth Taylor, this is not a good thing even then. I mean, five husbands, you've kind of, you're using up the market, you know. And so she, yeah, and so that, why is she then out at noon? This is a water question. When would people in antiquity have gathered their water? What time of day?
In the morning.
Why?
It's cooler.
Cooler, exactly. And you would have been with friends. You would not have been unescorted. She's out at high noon, unescorted, because she's an outcast, because she's had multiple husbands. Right, that's the backstory. That's exactly, you see, this is why I'm here. People are so sharp. So what else? What else about this is kind of interesting, this encounter? Right. There's number, this will might be six, although he should probably think about this before he signs up. But right, number six, right. And the one, interesting, very diplomatic, the one you have is not your husband, and she, right, fesses up. Right. So she is living in sin, I guess, in a way, or in some other arrangement, shall we put it. Right. Yes?
Is it her well? He's asking permission for her water?
Well, it's what supposedly in the story, it's Jacob's well, which does, there is a Jacob's well which survives to this day. It's a rather substantial well. He's resting there. And yes, he does, Jesus in some ways asks for permission to get water, but at least off the bat, what's interesting, this is one of the rare times Jesus just demands something. I mean, he demands things like casting out devils and getting rid of evil spirits, but this is a woman, of all things. Why do you think he is so provocative right off the bat? Jesus is, if nothing else, Jesus was very intuitive. He senses something about her. He's putting it together. Broad daylight, alone, she's here. And so he launches the first volley. Give me something to drink. Right. And it's true, he doesn't have any bucket. She's got him on that one. Yeah. Yeah. It's, he's lucky she didn't throw him down the well and end the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
right. Right. Samaritans were a subset of Jews that had their own religious observances. They had a temple at Gerizim, G-E-R-I-Z-I-M. They had rival beliefs, and there was a big dispute between the Jerusalem Jews and the Samaritan Jews about who were true Jews, who had the real McCoy, who were the real faithful people. Does that sound familiar to all of us? We're authentic and you are not. No, we're authentic and you are not. And Luke has the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is exactly another attempt to mend the breach and to bring them together. John has the woman at the well. Right. And that's why she says, well, if you knew who you were, I'm a Samaritan and you're not supposed to be talking to me. I mean, the two of them really, they go at it like, they're perfect for each other. You know, they've sized each other up. But that is right. Samaritans were outcast, and she says, if you knew who you were talking to, Charlie, you wouldn't be asking me for a drink because I'm a Samaritan. Yeah. And that's brought up later in the story. Right, exactly. What else about this? What are some of the surprises in this story? It's a great, great surprising story. Yes, sir.
She is outspoken and feisty. And I don't think from this passage, at least, you said you left some out, but I don't conclude that she was an outcast necessarily. I just think she's a liberated woman.
Another reading. See the value of scripture? See, this is what makes script. This is why I love to preach. It's different readings. Now, that is another reading. To be honest, I'd have to say that's not the one that's often brought up. We kind of default to the outcast woman multiple husbands needs to get a good, you know, premarital counselor kind of thing. But no, she is feisty. You're right about that. She gives as good as she gets. Yeah.
You learned it at Harvard.
I learned it at Harvard. That's right. Yeah. Right. We, Harvard, the great source of disbelief. Yes, sir.
I once heard it's the only time Jesus reveals that he's the Son of God.
Ah, excellent point. This is about as close as he comes to saying flat out, I am the Messiah. There's a translational issue, however. Good that you mentioned that, because where he says, I am he, the one who is speaking to you, there is no pronoun in the Greek. It's I am speaking to you, literally, in the Greek. We can't do that in English because we have to have pronouns, but Greek verbs can be constructed with this indefinite present tense. I am who is speaking to you. So we're not, see, so again, it isn't even as clear in the original Greek that Jesus says, I am he, the Messiah. But he's, what is he doing? He's hinting at it because John is a gospel of signs. And why does she believe?
Because he knows so much about her.
Right. He knows her spirit. And that's where the reference to worshiping in spirit and truth comes in. Yep. But that's a good point, sir. That's exactly right. Who is the first person in John's gospel to know that Jesus has been raised? Mary Magdalene comes. What does she do? She mistakes him for the gardener. See, so it's at the very end of the gospel, it will be a woman who grasps the reality of the resurrection, just as now it is a woman to whom it has been first revealed that Jesus is Messiah. In John's framing, the signs. John is a wonderful gospel for a Bible study because there's every detail matters in John, but in a way that lets you in gradually into the story. Other thoughts about this fabulous passage, this wonderful, wonderful passage. Do you notice at the beginning she thinks that she's going to get kind of running water in her home? Right off the, give me this water so I don't have to keep coming to this blankety blank well in the middle of the day by myself, hauling water, you know, and then he says, ah, but I will give you water that, you know, it endures forever, and she's probably thinking, oh, another silver-tongued preacher going to make me feel better, you know, but then at the end she gets it, you know, and goes off. And at the very conclusion, the others of Samaria say, it's not because of what you've said, it's because of what you believe that we know that he is Christ, he is the Messiah. Which, of course, speaks to all of us. It's not so much what we say, it's what we do and believe as Christians that bring others to faith. Exactly, exactly. It's a great, great story. There's a series of surprises. Charles Hoffacker was talking in a column about this very passage. It's a surprise that Jesus promises living water. It's a surprise that Jesus knows the details of her life. The woman is surprised that Jesus knows the truth about her. And then we come to another surprise, that Jesus resolves the long-standing division between Jews and Samaritans. Who has the correct temple? Answer, neither do, because we will eventually worship in spirit and in truth. And then, of course, the final surprise is that she grasps who Jesus really is, the woman who is by herself, who is not part of the inner crowd, who just comes on this day to get water. It is she who grasps that it's Jesus Christ before them. So it's a great, great gospel. I hope you would take your bulletins with you and read this over again during the day. It opens up so many different avenues of thought and interpretation, and it's rich, rich in symbolism. It's one of John's masterpieces at showing that we come to faith not necessarily by being talked to or preached to, although that's helpful. It is about belief, and it's about knowing and trusting our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, you open the riches of heaven to us through the gift of word and scripture. We thank you for this passage today and for this time to share, for the gift of the woman at the well, for her faith, for her recognition that Jesus Christ was Lord and Messiah. Bless these words to us and fill us with hope and love and understanding in you. Through Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen.